I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA. I am also fining Mr. Sterling $2.5 million. I will urge the Board of Governors to exercise its authority to force a sale of the team and will do everything in my power to ensure that that happens.
Our new NBA Commissioner Adam Silver's action was swift and has been received well, but it's not over.
No, I don't think it's over. It did what it had to do, which was quell a potential boycott by players so angry with Sterling's comments. And what else could he have done? He was stuck in trying to keep the games going and not worried about long-term consequences. But Donald Sterling is a cantankerous guy, and he's also very litigious. He's not going to take this lying down. He did say to one reporter that the Clippers are not for sale. And he's got 30 years of business in the NBA. He knows where the dirt is. That means that he could try to take them to court.
He has a history of alleged racist stances, at least, and there have been some lawsuits against him regarding housing discrimination allegations and things like that. And I know that Adam Silver was asked by some reporters this week, you guys knew a lot of this stuff about Donald Sterling for years and years. Why take this action now based on comments made in somebody's private home, however repulsive you may find them to be?
They did know. There was no particular conviction. So what happens is Sterling gets away with this by throwing money at his accusers, and he gets away with stuff. A lot of people know things that aren't necessarily going to be said in court or proved in court, but they know stuff, and they know that this is representative of the kind of guy that Donald Sterling is.
So at the Clippers playoff game, after all this came to light and the action was taken, Steve Ballmer, the former CEO of Microsoft, was at the game, and that was fueling speculation that he may be among those interested in buying the Clippers should they be for sale. So that got a lot of people talking here as to, ooh, will this open the door again to allow the NBA back to Seattle? What are your thoughts there?
Almost zero chance. I don't see that happening because the LA Clippers and the LA Lakers share Staples Center very, very successfully. Both teams are sellouts. Both teams are televised. There is no economic reason to want to move the Clippers from Los Angeles. And the bigger point is that if Steve Ballmer and his partner Chris Hansen could not extricate the Kings from Sacramento, where it was a very shaky situation, they're not about to pull the Clippers out of LA. Now, what I would say is that if Steve Ballmer wanted to be a minority partner in the successors to Sterling, and we don't know the club is going to be sold or sold to somebody outside of Sterling's family, but if he wanted to be a part of the NBA's future, one way to get into that is to be a minority partner. Then you're on the inside. And it's been a proven path to full ownership in the NBA where one rich guy takes a minority position and then goes on to be a majority owner elsewhere. And it worked very well for a guy named Clay Bennett in Seattle. He was a former minority owner in the San Antonio Spurs, did the NBA a great favor by allowing the New Orleans team to play in Oklahoma City in the aftermath of Katrina. And in 2006, he's suddenly the owner of the Sonics. And we all know how that story played out. But the point being that Ballmer's minority owner would be in a good spot, but it's not a spot that's going to bring any team to Seattle anytime soon.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.